Good morning, it's Larry.
Larry, hi, this is Dave Ross at Cairo Radio. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Fine, thank you.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. It says here that you are now 72?
72 in 2 days, I'll be there. Yep.
You've done the Ironman. You have trained Navy SEALs.
I've done that, yep.
So what was your problem here?
Well, I had both my elbows were arthritic. I played, you know, college football and rugby for about 12 years, and they would I would hold a cell phone to my ear for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then I would not. It would be all I could do to straighten my arm back out again. Both sides the same. And Dr. Wagner had mentioned to me about the possibility. So this new procedure that was happening in the Northwest, and he was kind of like at the forefront of that. And so I guess I was kind of like a guinea pig.
You were one of the earlier patients?
I think I was his very first.
Really?
So he brought me in, and they were setting up the protocol. And it was only about the process. It only lasted about an hour, but it was miraculous. I mean, even it's been over well over a year, and even to this day, I have no problem with my elbows at all.
What was it that persuaded you to try this out, and especially to be the first one?
Well, because I've known Dr. Wagner for years. He and I did a lot of physical training together, so it's just a high degree of trust. And I felt that if he's telling me this may be the way to go, and there was no negative. It's not like an invasive procedure, so there wasn't any negativity it would come out of it if it didn't work. It either would work or it wouldn't work, and I would be right where I was. So there was nothing to lose here.
And that's the question a lot of people have when they hear the phrase stem cells. It sounds to them like snake oil. So, I mean, how do you differentiate that?
Results? That's the only thing I can say. I mean, I didn't have any unusual expectations. I was just, you know, I was just taking a shot in the dark here to see if this helped. Great. Otherwise, I was going to have to be taking anti-inflammatories for the rest of my life, which is there's plenty of ramifications of that. Everything from your liver and everything else. So I just said, let's check it out and see what happens.
So that was your choice: either pills for the rest of your life or get it cured once and for all, huh?
Right. And so far, it's been great. You know, I'm holding out hope that this is a fix for the rest of my life, but, you know, I really don't have all that much more time to go. So
you're only 72. People are living to, my mom lived until 92. My mother-in-law is going to be 98. I think she just turned 98. So you got a long time to go, Buster. Look.
Yeah, well, I keep telling my kids I'm halfway through my life, and they laugh. But
Describe the elbow pain. You had this in both your elbows then?
Both of them, correct. Most noticeable when I would hold my arm in a static position, such as I'm holding a cell phone up or I'm trying to do some isometric exercise or I'm holding it in a static position, and then to try to straighten it back out again, was just, I mean, I could do it, but it was extremely painful. But if I was moving my arm and my arm was in motion, as, you know, most arthritis is, it seems to be okay, but the moment that you hold it in a static position, it feels like it's locked up. I mean, it's not locked up, but that's the feeling you have. And then to try to straighten it out, it would be a painful process to straighten it out again. So, and once I straightened it out, then I would move it, and then everything would be okay again. So it was time to do something.
So when you sat down with Dr. Wagner, what was the counseling session like?
Well, he and I have been, you know, we've known each other for a long time, so it wasn't really a counseling session, as it was more of just a conversation about what he was doing and the results that he was hoping that would be generated here. So it was primarily just a dialogue about there were no negative consequences that were going to come out of this. We're going to do it and see what happens. It's not painful. I mean, they extract some of your fat and extract some cells out of your bone and then with needles, and if people don't like needles, that might be a problem, but it's not a problem for me. So just he explained the entire process to me, and we were establishing procedures for, you know, getting it down. I was the guinea pig, and I recommend it to anybody, at least try. You know, if it doesn't work, then you move on to the next thing.
Now, do you still keep in shape? Do you have an exercise regimen now?
Oh yeah, when I'm in town, I'm minimum 2 hours a day, sometimes three.
Doing what?
So, doing whatever is necessary: lifting, riding, running. I mean, you name it. I ski. You know, I'm active. I'm constantly active.
And
it's a high priority for me. So.
But the elbows have been pain free for the past year since getting the surgery, huh?
Correct. Yep. It's maybe 2 weeks or so before I really begin to notice it. It isn't like an instantaneous fix. Like you walk out of there and everything's hunky-dory.
You noticed the initial results about 2 weeks after the procedure?
Yep, about 2 weeks. And then after about a month, I was fine. It was back in my 20s. Hey!
Back in your 20s?
For the elbows, anyway.
The rest of you is still 72, is what you're saying. What did he say about how long it's expected to last?
I don't know that anybody knows. He didn't really give me any timeline on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I guess we're going to find out as more and more procedures are done and the results are, you know, be checking back in 2 years, 5 years, see what's going on. But so far, it resolved itself in about 30-day period. And from that point on, it's been great. It's been fine.
Yeah.
No regeneration at all.
Yeah. So, again, how would you summarize this? What would you tell people about Dr. Wagner and your experience?
What I love about Dr. Wagner, because he is a sports medicine doctor also, he wants to get you back doing what you were doing before whatever injury or whatever procedure you need to have happen. He actually spends time with you. I mean, as much time as you actually need, he'll be in conversation with you about what's going on, give you all the options and everything else, recommends that you get a second opinion. Make sure that you're totally clear about what's going on. Yeah, he's been my go-to guy for 30 years.
Wow. Well, you do have a long relationship with him, then.
I do. Very long relationship. That's what I said. It's a long time developing a high degree of trust.
All right. Very good.